the Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys. Sometimes the best stuff we talk about is off air. So we just had a good little exchange in between segments.
But depends on who you ask.
Right, yeah. So anyway. Yeah.
Well, look at that look on Conrad's face.
Someday one of you listeners is going to be in our backyard, and you're going to hear the full story.
I think if you were Conrad's therapist, you could hear the full story.
Oh. Yeah, I bet Mrs. Conrad's heard some stories. Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we're continuing with chicken. Again, one of the most affordable piece of protein you can put on your grill, readily available. You know, your local butcher can get you special cuts if you want. But, you know, big box store, wherever you get it, it's chicken. And it isn't all the same. If you have farm-raised chicken, you are going to taste the difference that's been pasture-raised rather than in a factory. But at the end of the day, it's yard bird. And what's the fascination with wings, Bob? I mean, it used to be the junk.
Isn't it funny?
And now it's the focus.
Isn't it funny? I have to give the city of Buffalo some credit.
Well, yeah. They're named after them. They used to be anyway. Yeah.
Buffalo Wings.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's two places. My travels up there, I found two places that claim to be the originals.
Sure.
There's a ton of good Buffalo Wings in Buffalo.
Right.
But they're so easy, for one thing. What a lot of people do is they do them in crock pots, which is illegal on this show. But you can certainly...
Well, that might be a new business idea. We could start up the crock pot guys as opposed to the grilling guys. Maybe. I don't know. Just a thought. I'm entrepreneurial. So anyway.
That's a crock for sure.
Yeah, back to you, Bob.
Yeah, the disassembly of the ring.
Right, yeah.
You have to call Greg Mosherry and see if that works.
It won't.
Okay. By the way, shout out to Greg Mosherry. He's one of our original. He came up with the idea for the show. He listens to our podcast every week, and he absolutely loves it.
Greg, you need more to do.
It's not much of a sales pitch, Randy.
Right, yeah.
I'm trying to attract more than the five people that are on. Wings, you know... People make businesses out of wings. I mean, look at Buffalo Wild Wing and
Detroit Wings.
Those are
wing
deep,
doozy,
those are
all
deep
of these.
Fried, you know? Another way to do it.
Right.
I knew a guy originally that the first guy I ever heard of doing this back in the Kansas City days, he actually smoked them then deep fried them. Now a lot of people do that because I think he did some YouTube videos later on. But
that's
a wonderful technique if you like the flavor of smoke but you like the crispiness of deep frying.
Right.
So
it's not wrong. So let's go down that bunny trail a minute, because you don't want to overcook a wing because it'll dry out.
Right.
There's not a lot of room for error there in my mind, because they're just little pieces of meat on that wing.
Yeah.
The drummy has a little more, the flat not so much. But so if you were going to smoke them, I go by look. It's really hard to get an accurate temperature reading on a wing when it's on my smoker. You know, I can stick the thermopen in there and get it, but you get a little too close to the bone or whatever. There's not a lot of room for error. So
yeah, you just got to make extra.
Right.
So you can keep sampling them.
Right, yeah.
It's like a tri-tip. So there was a cool technique. I think I did presentations and maybe some posts and recipes on the site. I can't remember, but where I learned, and somebody else did this and I've copied them, but they'd take the wing and they would strip back the skinnier, less meat end of it. And they would take They'd take a boning knife and they'd start shredding that back. And then they'd pull the whole thing like taking a turtleneck sweater off and getting it stuck on your head. They'd pull that whole thing up over, so you literally have the inside.
The meat is exposed and the skin is kind of underneath it.
And you end up with this, what looks like sort of a mallet. You know, it's like a lollipop when you're done. I think they even call them lollipops. But you want to talk about a really cool presentation and way to serve wings to your guests that will just like, you know, it's a conversation starter if nothing else.
So my question is that the meat will be done then. Is the skin done? Do you eat the skin too, or are you
the
just
whole
kinda
thing
getting
is,
the whole meat off there?
Yeah, no, the whole thing cooks up beautifully And
did you smoke it, deep fry it, grill it, all of that?
I'm thinking I grilled it slow.
Okay.
And I also had a dipping sauce that I made up, several different sauces for it. So you'd line them up on a plate and then have a little sauce in the middle. And
sure.
It just created a cool
I'll have to try that.
Talking piece, yeah, if nothing else.
To me, it just on the surface, and I'm sure this is, I'm missing something, but on the surface, it seems like to me that the meat would get cooked and then the skin would be uncooked because it's been on the inside, and I don't want to overcook the meat to
really
get to the skin.
It really doesn't work that way. The skin doesn't end up as crispy as you like it because
right.
you like that, but it's your meat is fully cooked. That's the nice part about it.
Yeah.
So there's no questioning, gee, you know, am I safe? You
right.
can tell it's safe. It's good. And you can keep basting them if you want, and you might have to. I'd go out and do some research on that if I were you because it's been so long, I barely remember it.
So here's one for you. That,
probably on thegrillingguys.com.
Yeah. Talking about that smoking then deep frying, that doesn't have to be A and B process in the same cook. Where I'm going is I oftentimes fire up the smoker and I'm doing something else other than chicken wings, but I'll go buy a couple dozen and I'll put them on there because I got smoker space, right? And I smoke them and then I take them off and I either put them in the fridge or I freeze them, vac seal them and freeze them. And then when I want chicken wings, I take them out and deep fry them so that I'm getting that
you
crispy.
Have a deep fryer?
Yes.
On your counter in your house?
No. I have the turkey fryer that goes on the propane tank.
Oh.
Out there. And I got a little one for like frying
fish. Like a little fry daddy?
Yeah, well, no, it's still the propane burner with just a pot of oil on top. But I got a little one that maybe holds like 2 quarts. And then I've got the big turkey one that holds maybe 5 gallons.
They both use the same burner?
No. Nope. Each one of those.
The little one has a little burner.
Right, yeah.
That sounds pretty handy.
Yeah. And easy to clean. Only takes a couple quarts of oil. To do it, and I do
right.
I do my walleye in
that's
that,
a
but
thing.
I'll do chicken. Yeah, oil's expensive now, but my point is that you don't have to smoke them and then deep fry them and then serve them. They hold pretty well.
Yep.
If I vac seal them and they're already smoked, because that's the long part.
Well,
deep frying them's 2 or 3 minutes.
And then using your vac seal, make sure you get the food grade bags because you can actually sous vide them when you pull them out.
Right.
You don't even have to deep fry them.
Right.
My buddy bought me a sous vide machine.
Yep.
And
who by the way, it was almost like me getting a Dutch oven. But the inside joke is Bob cooked with Dutch ovens since the beginning of his cooking career, and I never thought it was a piece
he
of equipment.
He took cheap Dutch shots right. at me all the time.
And, until he bought me one, and I started using it. It's like, yeah. So this sous vide, what that means is cooking in water for us laymen.
It's a French device
right.
that looks like a lady's hair curler,
right.
and you put it in your water, and it boils it. And Randy was telling me...
No, it doesn't boil it. That's the key.
Okay.
Brings it to a consistent temperature
yes.
to cook in.
So he's at my house telling me a story about this deal he got on a sous vide machine. And I say, yeah, I don't think I'd ever use one of those. And he goes, oh, Merry Christmas. That's what I got you. And I felt so horrible because he's
one
always,
of the few times was a gotcha. Yeah.
He sincerely thinks about... You know, things like that. And it's nice to get a gift when it's not just a shirt that somebody ran through the store and grabbed.
Right. Yep. But anyway, so they work. But at the end of the day, you could do that. And what the sous vide does is you set it at a temperature. You want them at 180. It brings the water to that temperature and keeps it there. And anything in it gets to that temperature. Super simple concept.
Yeah. But so if you're going to vac seal those wings or anything like
right.
that and sous vide it, remember that you're doing them for sous vide. Use that food grade bag or
right.
the... heat rated bag. I don't know. They say sous vide approved, something like that. And then put a little bit of sauce of some sort in there with it because you'll
before
actually,
you seal it. Yeah.
You'll actually then kind of marinate them again or
right.
you'll add a really nice, you won't have to do a thing when you pull them out.
Right. Put them on a plate and eat them.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm hungry.
Good. Yeah. I'm hungry too. But anyway, so we've got, I think the only thing we're going to do is Conrad, can we bring a chicken butt to the bunker?
Oh, yeah, no problem.
All right, man.
Stand by for your butt.
Yeah, right. We're going to do that. But
again?
You you have been listening to The Grilling Guys. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. You know what? It's the time of year, Bob. I mean, I think we're hopefully winter's in the rearview mirror. We might get one more snow. You know, it's Michigan, but you know, I'm going to open up the grill this or the bar this weekend after we're done with the show here and get her going. So.
But you still haven't explained to me how the moon came from the west for the eclipse.
I know. I still have no
idea. Isn't that weird, though?
Right, it is. All right, we appreciate you tuning in. Get out in your backyard, fire up a grill. We'll talk with you next week.
See ya.